comes to meet his friends. This year should be his special for Amin Ramirata Sheyuchyu. Lili Nishmas, Maris Esther Basrub Shmuel. The Gemara says at the beginning of Makkos that sometimes you have Edom Zelman that don't get the punishment that they wanted to give. Rather, they get Malchus Abroim, like Ede Ben Grusha, Ben Chalutza. And there's a Machlokes about the Malchus of Ede Ben Grusha. They're Edom Zomid about someone being a Ben Grusha. Is the Malchus in the Aver of the Lav of Losane, like all Chayvei Malchus Shebetorah? Or is it Mechiyuve Hazama? And the Malchus is instead of Hazama. Is it Medin Losane, like all Chayvei Malchus? Or is it Mechiyuve Hazama? And the Malchus are instead of the Hazama. Normally you give the same punishment here. Instead of the Edom Zomen punishment, you give the Malchus punishment. So here we have to understand. If we say that the Malchus of Ben Grusha is Mechiyuve Hazama, then why does the Gemara say that by Edom Ben Grusha, what's the Lashon of the Gemara? V'yesh Edom Zomen Achayrim she'en osimem din hazama kol ikar ela malchus arboin. And they give the example of Ben Grusha or Ben Chalutza. So what does the Gemara mean when it says Ben Grusha ain't osim ben hazama kol ikar? And why is that difference in Zome Bas Kohen? That you also don't get the exact same punishment, because if they say that she's a Bas Kohen who is Mizane, then they don't get the Srefa she gets, they get Chenek. And Rashi writes, "The Ramas Chuchut Shazomin Mashkimin Losam Misa Shechiyu was Habal." And the Ritva writes, "Nira Milashono." It appears from Lashon of Rashi, "Shimlo Heidu Ala Boel Ela Alea." They weren't made on the Boel. Rather, they were made on the woman. They only gave her Asura, not him. Or Sheya ben Teshishanim Yomechad, he was 9 years old, that his Bia is a Bia, but he's Pater, only she gets a Misa. B'misasa v'adai nidonim v'lod b'misasa. So they get her Misa, not his. So if that's true, v'das Rashi, mashim chayvin osan chenek, that you give them chenek, like the man, is only when there's a gemar din on the boel. And the gzeres hakosuv, shemechayvin osam kasher zamun lechayv laboel. And that's the gzeres hakosuv, as Rashi explains, that you give what they wanted to give the man, not the woman. So this is called kasher zama. What they wanted to give, that's what they get. And you can't compare it to Ben Grusha. Ben Grusha, there is no Kasher Zama. So we asked, why is it different than Zomim Bas Kohen? By Zomim Bas Kohen, you're not Mekayim Kasher Zama. Like the Gemara says, Kol hazomim makdim lo samitza chutz mizomim bas kohen ubo'ala shein makdim lo samitza elam misa acheres ve'yesh edim zomim acherim shein osim edim adzama kol ikar. So when it comes to Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, there's no hazam at all. We haven't even started with Hazama. It's not in the category of Hazama. We give them a completely different punishment, Malchus. And this is different from Zomer Bas Kohen. So you're going to say to me, no, Zomer Bas Kohen, you also don't do Zomer, because the Gemara says, according to Mishnah, Kol Zomer Makdim Lo Samitza Chutz Mi Zomer Bas Kohen. Ubal Hashem Makdim Lo Samitza Elo Misa Acheres. But there, it's Midin Kasher Zomer, because they don't get the Misa they wanted to give her, they get the Misa they wanted to give him. And if they only gave her Misa, they only did Asra on her, then they get her Misa, as the Ritva says. So that's Mamish Adin and Kasher Zama. Even though they're not getting the same Misa they wanted to give her, they're only getting his Misa, but still, that's still Adim Zoman, because they're at least getting his Misa. Even though they're not getting hers. She gets Sreif, he gets Chenek, and they get Chenek. But when it comes to the case of Ben Grusha, there you're giving them a completely different punishment. And that's not Bechal Midin Kasher Zama. That's Midin what? Midin Losane. That they get the Malchus for Losane. So these are two different cases. And that's why the Mishnah is Mechalik. Kol Zomer Makdim Losim Misuchot Mizom Bas Kona Boala Shein Makdim Losim Misal Misa Acheres. V'yesh Eidim Zomer Acherim Shein Osim Behem Azam Abdiya Kol Iker. They don't do Din Azam at all. And that's the case of Ben Grusha. So that's the chilik between Ben Grusha and Zomim Bas Kohen. Zomim Bas Kohen is Din Zomim, Din is Din Kasher Zomim, and Ben Grusha is Midin Losane. However, Tosis writes, the Ramasul Zomim and Sanhedrin Aleph Amid Beis, that Zomen are Chayiv Chenek even when the Baal is not Nidon Al Piyei Dusam. Yinamakayim Kasher Zama. That's according to Rashi, the only time they're getting Chenek is when the Baal gets Chenek. There has to be a Gemar Din on the Baal. There's a Gemar Din on the Baal, they're getting Chenek, and therefore it's a Kiyum of Kasher Zama. But Tosis holds no. Even if the Baal doesn't get Chenek, they still get Chenek. And then came before the Shaila, we have a question then. Why is the Gemara Mechalek between Zomi Bas Kohen and Edus Ben Grusha? Zomi Bas Kohen is different, according to the Gemara, than Zomei Ben Grusha. But why is that? In neither case are they getting the same punishment that they wanted to give. Inan Mekayim Kasher Zama. So according to Rashi, I get the difference. By Zomei Bas Kohen, they are Mekayim Kasher Zama, because they get what they wanted to give the Baal. There's a Gemara for the Baal, but Tosafot says, no, even if you don't give the Baal the Chenek, they're still getting Chenek. So if they're not doing Kasher Zaman, then how's that different than the case of Ben Grusha, where you're also not doing Kasher Zaman? And yet the Gemara is Mechalik. Kol Azom Makdim Losa Mitzah Chutz Mizomei Bas Kohen Uboal Hashem Makdim Losa Mitzah Lamisa Acheretz V'yeshedim Zom Acherim Shein Osem Edim Azom Kol Iker Ela Malkus Arbaim. And that's the case of the Ben Grusha. But what's the difference? Sof in either case, are you doing Kasher Zaman? So we don't understand, according to Tosis, what the Chilik is. The Sefer Gvuras Yitzchak explains as follows, that in Sanhedrin Nun Amid Beis, it says, Narad Morasa Bas Kohen Shezintza Beskila, Reb Shimon Ol Reb Sreifa. A Narad Morasa, who's a Bas Kohen, who's Mizaneh, gets Skila. Reb Shimon says she gets Sreifa. Taima Mai, Mishum the Rabbanan Skila Chamura. Reb Shimon Sreifa Chamura. So since according to the Rabbanan, Skila is Chamura, a Narad Morasa Bas Kohen gets Skila. According to Shimon Sreifa, Chamur, she gets Sreifa. Nafkamina, the Mishan is Chayiv, Shtei Mises Beis, they need them a Chamur. So the Nafkamina is, we have to know which one's more Chamur. If the person is Chayiv, two Mises Beis, and you get the Chamur, Rashi says, Umishum to the Reb Shimon Sreifa Chamur, since according to Reb Shimon Sreifa Chamura, Muki Lab is Sreifa. Shmamina, I'm Chayiv, Shtei Mises, need them a Chamur. Hachinami, Shtei Mises, Yikas Gilid, Gidin Arusa, Sreifa, Gidin Bas Kain, Hilkach l'Rabbanan al ken arusa lo yatza l'sreifa l'Rab Shimon yatza. So Rashi says that you see from here, if you get two misas, you get the chamura. And that's what we have by this girl, this arusa. She's an arusa bas kohen, who is mizane. So midin arusa, she gets skila. Midin bas kohen, she gets sreifa. And the rabbis hold skila's chamura, so she gets skila. Rab Shimon holds sreifa's chamura, so she gets the sreifa. So you see from Rashi that a bas kohen is mizane that gets sreifa. It's not that Ein ze sheyatzas mit bechlal bas Yisrael v'chol chiyuva v'dina hi b'sreifa. It's not pshat that she's no longer a bas Yisrael, this bas kohen who's mezane, this bas kohen arus who's mezane, she's yotze mechlal bas Yisrael and her whole chiyuv, her whole din is sreifa. No, Rak she be'emes, really, what was she mischayev? Two misas. She yesh lechiyuv misa, kechol eishes ishezinsa. She's got both. She has the sreifa aspect. Why does she have sreifa? She has sreifa because she's a bas kohen. And she also has skila because she's a bas Yisrael. And that she gets sreifa is because you get the chamur misa. If you have a narrow murasa, she's going to get the chamor misa. According to the Rabbanan, it's going to be skila, which is chamor. And according to Reb Shimon, it's going to be sreifa, which is more chamor. Even than arusa, you're than arusa. Normally gets skila, but since sreifa is chamor, she's a bas kohen, she's going to get sreifa. So according to this, it would appear that the yesod ha-davrish ha-zomun chayavim b'chenek l'das tosves is because nidono ma-shezomu l'chay v'chenek. You know why they're getting chenek? Because they were zoming to be mechayiv her chenek, and not that they were zoming to be mechayiv her sreifa. Because what does an asua get if she's mezane? She gets chenek. And even a bas kohen who's mezane is also a bas Yisrael who's mezane. The only thing is, she has two punishments. This bas kohen is mezane. She has sreifa al bas kohen, and she has chenek al bas Yisrael. So when they were zomim to be mechayev this girl, this lady, sreifa, they were also zomim to be mechayev for chenek. But she's getting sreifa al, getting the more chamor punishment. But their zmama was also chenek. And that's what their din is. Their din is on their zmama to be mechayev for chenek. So it is b'taras kasher zama. And the Tzlach writes that the machlokas of Rashi and Tosva zom bas kohen k'shem mechayev maboel. If the zomen get chenek, that. If you have a zomei bas kohen, they're not mechayev the baal. Do they get chenek or not? So remember, Rashi says they get chenek. Rashi says they don't get chenek. And Tosa says that they get chenek. Rashi says they only get chenek if they were zomim on the baal. Tosa says even if they weren't zomim, they get chenek. He says, this is machlokas, it's talu. He says, it's tzlach, and the two terutzim of Tosa's gabe edus ben grusha. Is it considered edus shatei chola azima? There are two terutzim famous in Tosfos about an Eidus Ben Grusha. Is it considered an Eidus Shatayachol Azima? Is it considered Zaman Molabal Eidus, that Eidus that can make them into Eidim Zomim, when they're not coming, when you're not Makayim Kashir Zaman? You're just Makayim the Onish Malkus. According to the Teretz, that it's not considered Yachol Hazim, unless you're Makayim Kashir Zaman Mamish. It's one teretz. That it's not considered Eidus Techol Azima because you're not going to do the same punishment. You're only doing Malkus and you're not doing the punishment that they wanted to give. So it's not considered Eidus Techol Azim. And according to the other Teretz of Tosfos, It is considered Eidus Shataychol Azima, even though you're not giving the same exact punishment. Tosfos says that since they get Malkus, Kevin Delokin have a Kasher Zama, have a Shapir Ataychol Azima. It is considered Eidus Shataychol Azima. But according to the other Teretz, it's not considered. You have to do the Kasher Zama Mamish. So according to the Teretz, that you have to do Kasher Zama Mamish, if you say she is chayv uchenek b'meidim ala isha l'chuda, if you say that they're mischayv chenek, if they're just made on the woman, there's no Kasher Zama Mamish. So according to Rashi, you need Kasher Zama Mamish. So he would have to go with the Teretz of Tosfos that it's considered Kasher Zama when they're Mechayev Malkus. But according to Tosfos, they can hold like the Teretz and Tosfos that you don't need Kasher Zama Mamish. And therefore, even if they're not coming to be Mechayev the Baal, they can still get chenek, even though it's not kasher zamam to give them chenek, because only the baal is getting chenek, and here they're not coming to be mechayev the baal. But you don't need kasher zamam mamish. It's enough that they're coming to be mechayev the isha. You can give them chenek. So the machlokas Rashi and Tosfos about whether they're only come when they're only come to be mechayev the woman and not the man would be telling the two terutzim of Tosfos if you need kasher zama mamish or not. That according to Rashi, you need kasher zama mamish, and therefore they have to be coming to be mechayev the baal chenek, then they get chenek. According to Tosfos, you don't need kasher zama mamish, and even if they're not coming to be mechayev the baal chenek, they're just coming to be mechayev the isha, they still get the punishment of chenek. So that's the tzlach. But how do we explain? We said that Tosfos holds why they chayev chenek? Because they were zoming to be mechayev her chenek. So even Tosfos can hold, like the Teretz, that you need to be mechayev edim zomim mamish. You need to be mechayev kasher zama mamish. Why? Because they were coming to be mechayev the woman chenek. How are they mechayev for chenek? They're coming to mechayev for sreifa. No, they're coming to mechayev for chenek and sreifa. Just sreifa is the more chamor misa. So memela, they get the sreifa. Memela, she gets the sreifa, but they get the chenek because they came. They were zoming also to be mechayev for chenek. So it is kasher zama mamish. We wanted to say that according to Tosfos. Tzlach wants to say that according to Tosfos, it's not kasher zama mamish because they're not coming to be mechayev the baal chenek, and they still get chenek. The answer is no, but they're coming to be mechayev the isha chenek. That's why they get chenek. So it is kasher zama mamish, and that's why they get chenek, because they're two misas, and they're coming to be mechayev the woman in both. She just gets sreifa because you give the person the more chamer misa, but the edim zomim is a cooler. They get the lighter misa. They get the chenek. So it's really not totally in the two terutzim of Tosfos. Could both be that they both hold like the Teretz that you need kasher zama mamish. And Rashi says you need kasher zama mamish, they're coming to mechayev the baal. And Tosfos says you need kasher zama mamish because they're coming to mechayev the isha and sreifa and chenek. And that's how you can give the edim zomim and chenek, even if they're not coming to give the baal chenek, because they're coming to give the woman chenek. She just gets the more punishment, but they also get chenek because they're also coming to mechayev chenek. According to this, we understand very well how the Gemara was mechalek between Zomim Eibas Kohen and Eidei Ben Grusha. Right, as we said numerous times, it says in the Gemara, when it comes to Zomim Eibas Kohen, you get a different Misa. And then there's another category. Ela Malkus. So he said, what's the Gemara's chiluk? That it comes out according to Tosus, that even in the case of Zoma Mebas Kohen, it's a completely different Misa, it's not Kasher Zoma. Because they're getting chenek, even if they didn't want to give anybody chenek. They just wanted to give her an onesh of Sreifa, and they didn't want to be Machayev the man, and they still get chenek. So that's the same as the case of Malkus. You're not Machayev Din HaZama Kol Ikra, so what's the chiluk? But based on what we said, it's gevaldik. There is a chiluk. Because when it comes to Ben Grusha, they get Malkus. But there's no Kasher Zamam here. It's not what they wanted to give. They didn't want to give Malkus, but they're getting Malkus. That's when they say that someone's a Ben Grusha, and they're really not. Hashem came to Zomei Bas Kohen, Yemekayim Kasher Zamam to be Mechayev Herchenik. By Zomei Bas Kohen, it is a din of Kasher Zamam. They wanted to give Herchenik, that's what they're getting. So that's Gevaldik. There's another Mahalach here, and Mirtz Hashem, I hope that in a future shir we're able to see that and see continuing the philosophy Taras Hashem, Shalom, Shalom, sweetest friend.